happy.
Thank you.
All right. The one and only Bobby Jones Orchestra there wrapping up that set. And let's go back and recap what we heard. We started things off with the Six Fat Dutchmen, one called I Love to Dance. Right after that, Mark Yurikovic and his orchestra out of Wisconsin doing the Green Meadow Waltz from an album recorded at Romy's Nightingale Ballroom up there, the same ballroom that Romy Ghost used to play many, many years ago. And I like that band a lot. They have a sound that's very similar to Romy Ghost's sound. That's a great band. They come down every few years and play at the Polka Festival in Ennis. So if you get a chance, definitely go see them. The Travelers out of Columbus doing one called the Memories Polka. And then we featured a few numbers by the Dancehall Boys and a few live songs. And if you're on the Facebook page, I mentioned this. I've also mentioned this in the past. That basically this has been about a four-year project off and on. I kind of work on it for a while. I get burned out. I kind of set it aside. Then a few months later, I start working on it again. John Andruschek, the leader of the Dancehall Boys, before he passed away, gave me 15 cassettes, a compilation of various dances. We used to basically record just about all of our dances on cassette. And John just kind of cherry-picked different songs here and there from all those tapes. And I had a couple on my own that I had recorded myself or I'd made copies of. So about for the past 4 years, I have been converting those to CD, cleaning them up, taking the hiss out of, you know, like, they're all, you know, with all these different cassettes, they're various sound qualities, trying to get them all kind of similar sounding, boosting the levels so they're basically all the same, you know, volume, cleaning them up, just, you know, it's nothing a sane person would do. You pretty much got to be super OCD, which is what I am at times, and so that's what I've been working on, and I think it wound up to be about 48 different dances all told. Not complete dances. Some I may just have one song from a particular dance, but altogether I think there's about 48 different performances, 27 CDs worth of material, I think probably close to 600 songs. So, you know, it's been a long time coming. I finally finished it, and I was glad I did. So I thought I'd feature a few numbers, some kind of rare stuff, you know, maybe never heard before from back when we were playing live. Started things off with a song we recorded in Robstown, very early days, 1995, when we were first starting out, and actually featured Leonard Dozulek from the Joe Patek Orchestra sitting in on second trumpet with their signature song, the Shiner Song. After that, one of the later dances before we broke up, from Martinez in the summer of 1998. Kind of a rare number called the Love Letter Waltz. We didn't play that one very often. Recording from 1997 at the Moravia Store, their Christmas party. Mark Halata came and sat in on accordion with us, and that's a version we did of the Beer Barrel Polka. You can hear Mark on accordion on that one. And then another dance from the early winter, February 1998, from the Sangrande Hall in Austin. We did an anniversary dance for some friends of Danny Garrick, who was one of our trumpet players, and that actually features all three trumpet players, myself, Danny, and Dave Bedrich. You can hear that nice three-part harmony there at the end on the Swiss Boy Waltz. And then we wrapped it up with a couple from the Bobby Jones Orchestra, and kind of the same deal. These are tapes that I've had floating around forever. Back when I used to play with Bobby, I actually would take a little boombox that had a nice recording set. I had nice microphones on it, and I would just set it on the bandstand, you know, down between the trumpets and record dances. So there's a couple songs that go all the way back to the mid-1980s. The Red Raven Polka, and then the Dreamboat Waltz. And that's kind of a prelude The next two shows, I'm going to do an in-depth look at the Bobby Jones Orchestra and kind of talk some about my experiences playing with Bobby. Had a lady a couple of years ago ask me why I'd never done a feature on Bobby, so I'm going to do that. Feature a lot of really rare recordings. Not that many people got to, you know, see us back in the 1980s. We had a really, really good band, and it's a shame we never actually recorded an album. All we have are the live material, so I'm going to feature some of that over the next couple of months. Also, next month, make sure you're listening as I celebrate 15 years, the very first polka podcast we ever did with John Ondrashek hosting was back in April of 1998. So coming next month, this podcast will have been going on for 15 years, which is like a century on the internet. That's a long time. And so to help celebrate, as I mentioned before, I've got a stack of about 150 CDs of my private collection, all, you know, hand-burned music from cassettes and LPs and things like that. Probably 95% of that stuff is out of print. You can't buy it anywhere. And I'm just going to give it away. So be sure to listen next month. I will tell you how you can win my personal CD collection. So we're going to wrap it up, get on out of here. And I thought we would leave with a special tribute once again to Jimmy Broch. You're probably wondering why, when I did a tribute to Jimmy Broch, would I not play the Corncockle Polka? As many of you know, Jimmy Broch actually wrote that song. He took the melody from an old Czech funeral song, pepped it up, wrote the words to it, and turned it into a polka. In the mid-1990s, it was voted by Texas polka fans as the number one Czech polka of all time on Texas Polka Radio, and was voted into the Texas Polka Music Association Hall of Fame. One of only two songs, the other being the Orphan Waltz by the Joe Patek Orchestra. So just about every band in Texas has recorded or played that song at one time or another. And I thought I would do something kind of cool. I went through my library and tried to find just about every version of the Corncockle Polka that I could find. And I just kind of cut them up and spliced them together. So you are going to hear a kind of a collage of about Peter Here to Work. I will pull up the list and let you know who you are going to hear. Here we go. So this is going to be kind of a cool thing. It's about 6 minutes long. Probably about 20 seconds for each band. It's going to start off, of course, with Jimmy Broch. Then you're going to hear Clarence Bacha, Texas Legacy Czech Band, Tony Janok Orchestra, the Czechaholics, the Czechmates, the Dance Hall Boys, Joe Patek Orchestra, Bobby Jones Orchestra, the Hub City Dutchmen, the Dutch Masters, the Praha Brothers, the Granger Polka Boys, Vanyek's Polka Band, the Czech Melody Masters, Al Gremnik and the Boys, the Vrazil's Polka Band, Leo Majak Orchestra, Sonny Patalik's Classic Sound Combo, the High Toppers, the Big Three, consisting of the Vrazil's, the Majaks, and Bobby Jones, and then wrapping it up with a little tag, of course, once again from Jimmy Broch. So, kind of a cool thing. It's going to sound a little weird at times because it's going to switch tempos and switch keys, but I think you might enjoy it. So, Jimmy, we miss you, but thank you for leaving us with such great music. Everybody take care, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
za cestu a so pěkně zelené. Rostu, 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 konopě za cestu a so pěkně zelené.
Mezi něma leží synek polamaný, kolovo deždy René. Mezi něma leží synek polamaný, kolovo deždy René.
Thank you.